Feingold says despite the lack of a public option in the bill, there are reforms in the Medicare and Medicaid system that will benefit his constituents.
Provisions in this bill that improve this nationally, we made sure did not penalize Wisconsin, but actually helps Wisconsin get significant reimbursement. So it's not just going to help people in terms of health care in Wisconsin and expand coverage, it's going to help Wisconsin taxpayers. And so I think it's a winner for Wisconsin.
Senator Feingold has been a strong advocate of including a public option in the bill. He says there's still a chance that might be accomplished when the Senate and House bills are combined.
And I fought every single day for this. I was the leading public spokesman for it on many occasions. But the only way we're ever going to get a public option is either by having a conference committee on this bill where the House is in favor of a public option, or passing this bill without a public option and still having momentum to add it in the future. If this effort is defeated, and if I didn't vote for it, it would be defeated, there'd be nothing.
Once it passes the Senate, members of both houses will have to complete a compromise that will be sent to President Barack Obama. Remaining differences include how to pay for the measure and how to restrict federally financed abortions. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.